Let's see what you missed and give it to you. The face, the faces, and the space in between. When we talk about being present. When we talk about self-awareness. Awareness. We talk about more than just a bubble of reality with no relevance, no relationship to other things, spaces, or people. No matter who I try to talk, they always end up more aware of one aspect, but not of the whole. The in relation is missing, and it doesn't seem to be missing for them, while in essence that is the most important aspect of living. We live in relationship to everything. And the secret of humanity existence, is that for thousands of years this wasn't an issue, it was how things were seen, rightly. Only in the approximately past 80 years that humans managed to shift their view as if there were no relationships between things, between them and other humans, between them and the environment. In fact, all of those relationships show up to today's human as the things that cramp their style. Mostly other people. A few years ago, a Hungarian engineer wrote a book in which he revealed that it is actually a human need essential for life to meet the expectations of others, their expectations of you. For most people, that was the first time this whole idea surfaced. What? That it should be important to me to meet other people's expectations of me? But in essence, people refuse to consider it important, especially if their original hurtful incident was painful because the little person, the three-year-old, was so wrapped up in their own three-foot world that they literally were oblivious of other people and what they could even expect of them. No punishment changed the fact that the little person didn't know, wasn't conscious, wasn't aware that there is more to life than their own concern. I have already shared about the little girl who won a foot race. When her father said, "You could have run faster," he refused to hear it, because in her three-foot world there was no faster, there was only winning, there was only being the best. And there is no argument that there is nothing better than the best. Here are a few more examples I promised. I'll start with the example of the little boy who was so wrapped up on what he wanted, that he completely missed what other people wanted, what other people assumed, what other people actually did. The parents. So at a street corner, on the way back from grocery shopping, he didn't notice that the parents continued going straight while the McDonald's was to the left. He didn't say anything. Didn't yell, didn't have his wishes known, he assumed that because he wants it will happen. When he realized his parents were out of sight even, he started to cry. His mother, when she noticed that he wasn't faithfully following them like a good little doggy, ran back to collect him. His father spanked him. He doesn't understand what happened to this very day. The funniest thing is that he decided to write his philosophy thesis discussing the Hungarian engineer work on needing to meet other people's expectation, while he doesn't still have the foggiest of notion what that is really about. How to know, how to set what other people expect of you. Not a hint or inkling. Still clueless. For people like him, who are held back in life, because this essential part is missing, and it is missing that it is missing, I'll have a workshop on December 30th. That is a Saturday, and the time will be 1 PM New York time. Hopefully I'll be well enough to do it. If you can't make it, I'll do more of these. Eventually, because it is so fundamentally important for a life you can love and live powerfully. The workshop is in essence one-on-one coaching in front of others. And although it is relatively easy to see the issue, correcting it is wickedly difficult and requires a custom design practice. So at some point you may want to have a private one-on-one session with me. Here is your link to sign up if you are ready. Sign up to the Faces and Spaces workshop. Close your year with a big promise.